Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, is based on the characters from the comic strip of that name in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week in full color with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Remember, the Comic Weekly is to be found in your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now, the Adventures of Jungle Jim. Jim, on a secret mission back to the United States in company with the mysterious Mr. Smith, found that the chartered plane on which he was traveling had been taken over by the Nazi spy von Resip, who was flying them out over the ocean. Jim and Mr. Smith, by the clever trick of emptying the contents of the fire extinguishers into the ventilators of the control cabin of the plane, quickly overpower von Resip at the controls, and Jim takes over only to find that the plane is out of gas, nothing but the broad Atlantic beneath them.
Think we can make it, Jim?
If we're lucky. Very lucky.
How far would you say that little island up ahead is, Jim?
Oh, 6 or 7 miles, Mr. Smith. With our altitude only 6,500 feet, we'll have to do an awful lot of coasting. Oh, there it goes. We're completely out of gas now.
Well, didn't seem to do us much good to knock out this Nazi spy we've got here on the floor of the cabin. Looks like we're done for.
Uh-oh, feel that?
Yes. I felt like we were going up, but that's impossible.
No, we ran into some updraft. The altimeter shows 6,600. We picked up 100 feet.
Well, then you think we might make that little island after all?
If we get a little more of that updraft, it'll be a cinch.
There it goes again. We're rising again.
Look, picked up almost another 100 feet that time. Say, you know, for the first time in over 6 hours, I'm beginning to feel good again.
Jim, I just thought.
What?
Do you suppose this Nazi here was heading for that island?
Well, that idea's been bothering me, too.
Hey, Jim. Take another look at that island.
Yeah?
Notice anything strange about it?
No, what do you mean? Wait a minute. Yes, those shadows. They're not real.
That's right.
Why, with the sun in this position, those shadows should stretch the other way.
Yeah.
That island is all camouflage.
Now I can see it quite plainly.
Oh, no doubt about it. This must be the place he was heading for. Seems pretty ironic that we should bring ourselves in.
Yeah, our prisoner is just coming, too. That carbon dioxide in the fire extinguishers must have been pretty effective.
And also the bump he got in his head when he passed out.
Well, we're right over the island now, Jim.
And plenty of altitude to spare.
Our prisoner is trying to open his eyes.
Funny calling him our prisoner. Because of that island down below us is what we think it is, we're still his prisoners. Well, let's not worry about that now. I'm going to bring this buggy down with a dead stick. I'll have to really concentrate.
Down we go.
Look, we were right. That is a camouflage. A camouflaged airfield.
Yes, and a little reception committee.
Nazi soldiers.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had a couple of machine guns on this ship.
Well, looks like we're in for it now.
And not a thing we can do about it. Hang on. We're going to touch ground in a minute. Wheels are down. Here it is.
Lieutenant von Resip.
Lieutenant von Resip, or whatever his name is right here on the floor, mister.
So, you are the Americans. Please put your hands in the air and come with me.
Welcome, Mr. Bradley. Welcome to Port San Rigo. Won't you sit down?
What have you done with my friend?
Have no fear, Mr. Bradley. Your friend is being well taken care of. I should like to ask you a few questions.
I should like to ask you a few questions first, Mr.
Ehrmann. Heinrich Count von Ehrmann.
What are you and your men doing here on an island that belongs to a neutral country? Why is this island camouflaged? Why is it fortified? Why are the hidden airfields?
You're very naive, you Americans.
Naive, eh? Perhaps you've applied the wrong meaning to that word, Count. We trust people, yes. And we give them an even break in a fight. But once let them fight dirty, and then the nice, easygoing, complacent American becomes a tough customer to deal with. And you know why?
You evidently mean to answer your own questions, Mr. Bradley, so go ahead. Why?
Because he's an American, and he knows what he's fighting for.
Bravo, bravo. My country could use you in its propaganda bureau.
Not me, they couldn't.
Yes, yes. I had heard that you were unapproachable. Now as to your mission back to the United States.
Oh, you knew about that.
Of course, Mr. Bradley. It's our business to know what our enemy is planning and beat him to his own game.
I see. Well, if you know, why do you ask me?
Just to check. Just to check on the accuracy of our information.
Well, you won't get anything more out of me. In the first place, I don't know. And in the second place, I wouldn't tell you if I did.
Of course, you realize, Mr. Bradley, that we have ways to make one talk. They are rather unpleasant.
Yes, I've heard tell of them, Count. You can usually judge a people by the methods they employ to get a thing. How are all your brother wolves and their mad dog leader?
All right, Smout, shut up, Freund. I will teach you to speak with respect of the Führer. And we control the world.
Not
we will...
when, Count Furman. You mean if.
Halt, Smout!
You can't seem to make up your mind what you want me to do. First you want me to talk, and now you want me to shut up.
You will talk when we want you to, Mr. Bradley. Never fear.
Maybe.
Scott! Take this prisoner back.
Superface! Come!
I will see you later, Mr. Bradley. Perhaps you will change your mind.
Go in! Jim! Jim, I was getting worried about you.
Smith, did they question you too? Always a toss-up as to who was questioning who. I asked a few questions myself.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Well, they gave me a going-over with very little success. They threatened me with plenty to try to make me talk.
I guess I got the works promised me, too. Told them I didn't know anything, which in my case is the truth. By the way, what is this secret mission of ours?
Jim, believe me, I'd like to tell you, but my orders were not to say a word till we get back to the United States.
From the looks of our predicament now, that'll be some time off, if ever.
Yeah. Well, I can't break my word, Jim. You'll just have to bear with me.
Right, Smith. Anyway, this room here may be wired. And we may have listeners of a distinctly unpleasant variety.
Yes, you're right.
Come over here by the window.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to speak right into your ear. So even if they have a dictograph hidden somewhere, they won't know what we're saying.
Go ahead.
We've got to escape from this place and give the warning. I don't know what they plan to do from this island, but from the looks of things, it appears that they're going to use their hidden planes to attack somewhere in the States. They must have a lot of bombers here, and they can do a lot of damage before our Air Force and Navy find this base.
Well, how can we get the information back?
Two ways.
Mm-hmm.
One, steal one of their planes and run for it.
Oh, that's too dangerous. They'd shoot us down even if we were able to get away. What's the other?
There's a wireless station just back of the airfield where we landed. We can get into that and send a message giving the location of Port San Rigo.
It's a long chance.
Yes, but we've got to take it. Now look, when the guard comes back to bring us some food, it'll be dark.
What time is it, Jim?
Almost 9 o'clock. Dark enough now to try it.
Yeah, but where's the guard? You don't suppose they're going to starve us into submission, do you?
Quiet. Here he is.
Here's your supper.
Thanks. And here's something for your trouble. Got him.
Yeah.
He's out like a light. What a sucker he is for a right to the jaw. Quick, Smith. Put on his uniform.
Yeah, right.
Now, when you get that uniform on, you're going to be the guard. You're going to march me across the flying field with a gun in my back.
Yeah.
When we get to the wireless shack, you and I will go right in. Just keep walking, Smith. Don't look to the right or the left. We're almost there.
Looks like they're getting ready for some kind of a night flight over there on the other end of the field.
Right. I hope our warning won't come too late.
Must be and feel pretty safe. Must be pretty careless. It's all been too easy so far.
We're just lucky.
Hope it lasts.
Well, here we are at the wireless station. You go in first. With the uniform, they'll be taken off guard. I'll come in right behind you, and then we'll give them the old one, too.
Mm.
And no shooting, Smith.
Hmm?
That'd give us away before we had a chance to contact some American ship or plane.
Yeah, you're right. And in we go.
What? What do you want here? You shouldn't be in here.
But we are, honey. Good work, Jim. Know how to send that message. Any American or British ship or plane? Danger. Stand by for message. German base at Port San Rigo. Very strong. Danger. Act immediately. Act immediately. Answer message. Signed, Jim Bradley. Think it got through, Jim?
Oh, can't tell. Don't know if they answer. I'll try again in a few minutes.
If that gets through...
Not if. It's got to get through. Wait a minute. Here's something coming in now.
Yeah.
Jim Bradley. Message received by U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Dolphin. Please identify yourself. Identify or will not be able to use information. Signed, Captain Richard Sloan.
He thinks it might be a trap.
Yeah, but what can I do?
Well, just send him this number. It's mine. G2 will understand.
Right. U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Dolphin. Identity asked for. G2 can give you verification of...
625RT Smith.
Six...
So, what have we here?
Von Ehrman, finish the message, Jim. Finish it.
No, my friend. I destroy the set.
Now, you both will be so good as to come with me. I assure you that this time you will not be treated so well. Come.
Will the captain of the U.S. Coast Guard cutter act on Jim's information? And if he does, will the information reach the proper quarters in time to do any good? And what will be the fate of Jim Bradley, Jungle Jim, and the mysterious Mr. Smith? Don't miss the next exciting episode in The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow Jungle Jim's other adventures in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. No other comic supplement gives you the top cartoonists like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. Follow the fun and frolics of Blondie, Snuffy Smith, The Little King, Walt Disney's Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and the Phantom and many others. Join the millions of men, women, and children who every Sunday find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.